What yes. I wanted to amend to that was is that there are a lot of, and this is why it's not so much a black and white debate, is that there are a lot of people that use pseudonyms who are accountable, right? So there's podcasters is a good example. It's like, yes, Big Fatty is not his real name. However, he is known by that. So he does play by the same social rules that anyone else would, because it is not so much that he's being anonymous. It's just that he is being he's using a pseudonym. But he is still being held accountable.
Or sobriquet, as a fancy word that I've learned recently. Sobriquet.
As opposed to him going out there and just calling himself Larry, you know, Larry right. the Lurker, and you know, saying, I hate black people. Which, you know, not that I'm saying Big Fatty hates black people, but right. that would just be an example.
Maybe I should edit that out.
Nah, it'll be fine. And because honestly, if he had typed it, it would have been, I hate black people. Right,
yeah. Which will now be in the opening of his show. So
no, we're never used on the opening of his show. You know what? If we were used more in the opening of his show, I would listen to his show.
Well, apparently it's very black and white on this post that a person asked about asparagus, because 8 people liked the fact that Michael Lorenzo wrote, while it's apparently okay to feed dogs asparagus, you shouldn't feed your dog people food, period.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty is not his real name.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... What the fuck episode is it? 1060 of the BFO for Monday, the 20th of February 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show, Big Fat, he's drunk. Big Fat. Hello, drunkies. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Big Fatty's been overserved. Hi. Y'all, the horror weekend is over. Big Fatty's voice is about shot. And, y'all, it was a very, very successful weekend. I'm recording this on Sunday evening, about 6 p.m. in the evening, and, y'all, I didn't sleep with a shit on Saturday night. I slept with that's brofkas, and it's 6 p.m., so I haven't had anything to eat since brofkas. But I've had a lot of gin. Not gin. I've had a lot of Tanqueray. Bah! Friday, we know what you drink, but I'm... fucking drunk too. Yes! Oh, and y'all, it's been a very successful weekend. We had about 170 folks at the big horror weekend. And y'all, I would say that 99 and 44 100% of them had a good time. If they didn't, it's their own damn fault. That's all I gotta say. Anyway, but Sunday after, let me go back here now. Friday, y'all, we had the interviews with the contestants and the judges, and then we introduced the contestants and the judges to all the different attendees for the weekend, and then on Saturday, we had the leather scenes. Oh, dear, I see, and y'all, they were... I would say the leather scenes fell into 3 distinctive categories. There was the kind of the fetish leather, where they did sort of demonstrations of like flogging and whipping and paddling and all that kind of stuff. And then there was the sensual, scene, and that's where it was very erotic. Oh, yeah, I guess it made you want to touch yourself inappropriately. And then there was the comedic leather scenes, where y'all there was some funny shit, y'all. And I will not elaborate, other than to say chocolate pudding. Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Chocolate pudding, vulgar. But y'all, it wasn't vulgar, But it was funny as hell.
And, oh, Lord, I've dropped something on the floor here at the Auxiliary Fat K. All right, I picked it up now. Meh! Fatty. Sunday it rained. It rained. Saturday night it rained. And, y'all, we've made our selections of Mr. Horror 2012. And y'all, a very nice gentleman. His name is Andy, and y'all, I can't say his last name because it's Mexican. And y'all, the number two person is someone I've known for many years, but y'all, he's changed so much between the last time I saw him and now. Y'all, you wouldn't recognize him as the same person. And then the second runner up was a very young man. I think he said he was 25 or 27, but y'all, cute as a button. Cute as a button. And I had to be his mama. Meh, Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about you being anybody's mama. But y'all had to tell him to stand up straight and pull his shoulders back, you know, just like your mama. Just like your mama used to say. And then Sunday morning, we had the buffet brofkas. And y'all, I ate a lot. I ate a lot at the buffet brofkas, and then on Sunday afternoon, y'all, we had the leather tea, the tea dance, and y'all, the music is still playing out there right now, and y'all, Big Fatty has had a lot of Tangeray to drink. Big Fatty, nothing changes, it's the same old thing every year. But, anyway, y'all, I think everybody was very pleased with the outcome of the horror contest, and we wish all of the contestants well as they protrude. Big, they're not protruding, they're what is that word? Advancing in their event. Yes, Big Freddy, that's lovely. Now please move forward. Yes.
You're hamming it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Big Fatty, it's Christina from the Kansas. I'm calling because, key music, I have a question to ask Big Fatty.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Christina, if you're going to ask Big Fatty a question, y'all, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to
who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you know, our question today comes from Christina in the Kansas. Big Fatty, we know that. Please play the call.
Okay, you talk all the time on your advertisement about Ask Big Fatty, about the horror and that kind of stuff. So as somebody who's been listening for almost a year, I think I know what the horror is, and I think I kind of understand what's going on with that. But if you could clear that up a little bit, I'm sure that there's probably other people that are a little puzzled. So if you could explain like a little bit more about the horror and the horror meetings and the horror contest and the horror hotel and all that kind of stuff, then I would not be so confused, because you don't want to confuse Christina in Kansas. You already have somebody else confused. So, anyway, thank you for calling.
Christina, these are excellent, excellent questions, and Big Fatty really should explain this a little bit more often. Christina, the horror is the Leather Levi community, and the horror group is the Leather Levi Club that is in Charleston that Granny and Miss Porter and several others are members of, along with Big Fatty. And, y'all, the Horror Hotel is in Augusta, Georgia. It is the world's largest gay male resort. And, y'all, the Horror Contest is we have a leather contest to decide who's going to hold a title. It's, you know, you've heard of, oh, Big Freddy, your time is up. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, of course, I'm going to continue answering this, but anyway, the horror contest is a leather man's contest, and it is to represent the conference that the different the horror clubs are members of. And y'all, I think we're up to about 30 or so clubs in the horror conference. And anyway, it's just a big weekend event, and we had 9 contestants this year. And Big Fatty is the contest director up until this point. And y'all, it's just yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. But y'all, it's a great weekend. We had about 170 people here for the horror weekend. This weekend, and we had 9 different contestants, y'all. And let me just say, there are many horror contests that just absolutely yearn. They yearn. They yearn for contestants here, and y'all. We had 9, which is unheard of nowadays, but. But it's just a great weekend. It's a great weekend of bonding and getting to know new people and to, you know, have a little horror activities and to be overserved and just have a good time, y'all. Nowadays, it's sometimes it's difficult to just let go, turn off that cellular telephonic device, and have a good time. And of course, Mr. Michael Brandon was here this weekend. He has always been a big supporter of the big horror weekend and the horror events and all. And y'all, Mr. Michael Brandon, y'all, he is. He's taken on a new job other than doing his horror videos. Y'all, he is now also working for a company called 9x6. That's 9x6 pure silicone lubricants. And y'all, it's lube for when you're involved in a horror activity. And y'all, he provided samples of the lubricants to each of the attendees at the horror weekend. And y'all, he was on the grinder on Saturday night, even though he was about 25 feet away from Big Fatty. And y'all, he goes, hi, hi, hi. And y'all, we were just playing, you know, just cutting the fool. We were cutting the fool, y'all, on the grinder. And y'all, anyway. I came back to my room on Sunday afternoon, y'all. There was a large bottle of the 9x6 lubricant sitting outside. Big Freddy, you're just going to be all greasy. No, it's not greasy at all. It is silicone-based and stain. It's stain-free. Yes, Big Freddy, we've heard plenty enough. And now Christina in the Kansas has unsubscribed. Yes, Big Freddy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm at the ATM. Totally have no idea what I'm doing. Press the wrong button. This is just stupid. Please re-enter your personal identification number. Press here. Oh, that number, you want me to just say that out loud? So anyway, I accidentally pressed balance inquiry. Hello. No, I want to look at now it's saying, oh, it just beeped at me that I couldn't take any money. Joe probably said, I'm like, I'm not even funny. All right. I'm going to the movie by myself. I am. What did I call you for? Oh, I called you to tell you about my obsession. And now time's probably up, so Guess I won't be telling you about my obsession. Bye.
Big Fatty, doesn't she know you've been over? So if y'all have no fucking idea what Miss Kathy Bacon was talking about, because I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but I've been overserved. But y'all, all I got out of that call was that she was at the ATM machine to get some cash money. And other than that, and she was going to a movie. But y'all, I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to respond to all that. Big Fatty, it's probably best that you didn't. It's probably best that you didn't. Y'all, one of the things that that was part of the Lover Contest, the horror contest this weekend, is y'all, they have to present. They have to present a leather fantasy. And some of them are very intense and fetish-oriented. And some of them are very sensual and sexually charged. And some of them are comedic. And, y'all, one of the comedic ones involved someone. They wanted you to think that they were doing a puppet show. Yes, Big Freddy, we know all about the puppet shows. Please don't elaborate. But, y'all, what they did, and, y'all, it was funny as hell. What they did, they began the puppet show, and then, y'all, they reached, you know, and the audience couldn't really see what was going on. But it was inferred that there was a puppet show going on. And, y'all, then the person who was conducting the puppet show, y'all, they reached their hand into a cup. And, y'all, when they brought their hand up, as indicating the end of the puppet show, their hand was covered in chocolate pudding. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, of course, everybody thought it was vulgarness. It was somebody had shat themselves or something like that. But y'all, it was chocolate pudding, and y'all, it quite frankly, it smelled delicious. It just smelled delicious. And so y'all, you know, chocolate pudding, it's the other white meat. Big Fatty, that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. But, and y'all, then there was another comedic fantasy that it was a takeoff on a new quiz program, y'all. It was called Spank That Ass. And y'all, they had to answer the questions, and if they got it wrong, they got the ass spanked. Big Fatty, please, please, please. We thought the chocolate pudding was bad, but this is even more vulgar, vulgar. But y'all, it was funny as can be. It really was. And y'all, I've just had a lovely weekend. I'm dead tired. You can probably hear it in my voice. And I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but y'all, I may have been overserved. Big Fatty, no doubt you've been overserved. So anyway, I don't think I have anything else to tell you. Y'all, I hope you remember that Sunday was Timmy Sims' celebration of exiting the birth camp. Big Fatty, you mentioned it already. If they've forgotten it, they've forgotten it. But anyway, what else did I need to report to you? Y'all, there's nothing coming to mind right now. Y'all, I'm way, obviously, since I've been over at the Hara Hotel for a week. A week, y'all. I am way behind on the podcast. So, y'all, if I haven't listened to your little show in a while, y'all, you'll understand why. Although, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel boop, boop. Biba, oh, Dick, I see. Big Fatty, thank goodness, because you're just nattering now. You're just nattering. You're talking about chocolate pudding, oh, Dick, I see. But you heard that Daniel Biba and that, who's that other person? Big Fatty, we don't know. Who do you think it was? White Boy. Yes, Big Fatty, White Boy. And for some reason, they think that Big Fatty's real name is not Big Fatty. But anyway, so y'all, it's like White Boy's real name is not White Boy. Big Fatty, we know what it really is. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. I'll be back in the Fat Cave later this evening, and I'll be recording the two, I say, juicy show from there.
Big Fatty is not his real name.
No, but don't tell the world that, because it's not true.
You can-
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.